Condor Man. I'll be plain. During those summers, I joined approximately 120 juvenile diabetics in a baseball field, flailing our arms to signal Condor Man to drop his bale of sugar-free chewels. It sounds ridiculous. Those summers, I cheered babies who gave themselves injections for the first time. I ate government cheese. The girl on the bunk above me had boobs like empty toilet paper rolls. The oldest doctor's wife took a midnight hike of senility through the woods, and helicopters flew in to find her. Medical lectures taught us our babies would hurt, how to read with Vaseline glasses, and to eat bread before beer. They never mentioned heroin, and a redhead from our bunk overdosed in high school. We picked a tree next to the soccer field to serenade. Valerie sat her bare ass on the sink to shave her legs and married our best friend 4 years later. Big Joe slept with a tiny aerobics instructor from Mexico, in the laundry room, in a canoe. Even the campers knew. I can't believe I'm writing another about summer camp. We screamed into industrial fans. We met the cerebral palsy. I was not alone. Today, we are a veterinarian, a professor, and an IRS mom. Today, we are at Manhattan restaurants, telling scar tissue stories, churning the stomachs of our peers. In fields near southern Oklahoma, and on the camp's live cam, we're still watching for Condor Man in the sky.